Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed into law a broad clean energy package aimed at lowering people's utility bills. The legislation the governor enacted on Thursday focuses on energy grid capacity by encouraging more battery storage in Illinois and lifting a ban on building large nuclear reactors, among other things. Pritzker says soaring energy prices in Illinois are directly attributable to President Trump's tariffs on products needed for clean energy construction.
More fossil fuels will be used to produce electricity, and that drives property insurance bills up. It threatens our agriculture industry. It pollutes the air that we breathe. It's a reckless energy agenda that's taking us backward.
Pritzker says Illinois is hoping to, quote, forge a different path, end quote. Meanwhile, a Republican candidate running for a second time to unseat Governor Pritzker is proposing an Illinois version of DOGE. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Darren Bailey, a former legislator and downstate farmer, says Illinois has a government waste and fraud problem. The far-right conservatives are suggesting an Elon Musk-style deep dive into spending, minus the mass firing of workers, and then publicly reporting the findings. That's even though Illinois already has a state auditor general who does that kind of oversight.
It's time for a fresh start and a fresh new look so that the people of Illinois can, and I believe will, have confidence in leadership in Illinois.
Bailey lost to Pritzker in 2022 by double digits and is in a four-way Republican primary for governor on March 17th. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
In Iowa, Polk County health officials are urging people to take extra precautions against the flu. That's as the county's emergency rooms are experiencing a surge in activity and long wait times. Addie Olson is the Polk County Health Department's communications officer. She says flu activity is significantly higher than what is typically seen at this time in the season, and it could be peaking early.
Or there's a possibility that this will really just be a rough flu season for us. And providers are seeing flu activity really escalate pretty rapidly.
Olson says those who are at high risk for severe illness or those who are experiencing severe symptoms should go to the ER. Others should consider going to urgent care or seeing their doctor. Public health officials say people should stay home when sick and get a flu shot to help curb the spread of the virus. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says he wants lawmakers to help his office crack down on business fraud. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports on Pate's priorities for the legislative session that starts next week.
Pate is proposing making it easier to dissolve fraudulent businesses. He says some fraudulent companies have registered with random people's home addresses, leaving the homeowners to be harassed by creditors or others looking for the business owners. Pate says the current process for dissolving a business is cumbersome and takes too long.
It's sadly the best example of government bureaucracy gone awry. We are cleaning that up and saying that's ridiculous. If we know that they're not real and they're using a bogus address, we should just be able to dissolve them.
Pate's office also oversees elections. He says he's not seeking major election changes this year because he's pleased with recent laws passed to change the recount process and enhance checks of voter eligibility. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
Former Arizona political candidate and broadcaster Carrie Lake is making moves that may signal a return to her roots in the Quad Cities. MS Now reports that the Rock Island native recently purchased a $60,000 condo in Davenport. Scott County property records show Lake's family trust bought a two-bedroom unit in a brick apartment building. Lake ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate and for governor in Arizona, pushing unfounded claims of election fraud. She has been seen as a potential candidate to replace senior U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley on the ballot in 2028. This is WVIK News.